Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis. Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle. And there he goes. Crowder. It's a foot race. And Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know that's
the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to answer some mailbag questions here on this bye week with the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Next question comes in for Peter J. Dillard. He says, gentlemen, any chance the Jets upgrade this year at right guard by any means possible? Do you think Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh now regret not signing a real veteran backup for Zach Wilson? I'm sure that there are some people that are second-guessing the veteran backup decision, but I don't think that it's something that they're losing sleep over. I do think that they may go out and try to convince somebody like Josh McCown, we've talked about this, to come in as a mentor of sorts. I don't know if he would then also take up a roster spot. I'm not sure he wants to do that, but perhaps they'll do something in that regard. But I don't think that it's anything that they're really sweating about at the moment. As far as right guard, yeah, I absolutely think they're going to try to upgrade right guard. Whether or not they're going to be able to do much, we'll see. It looks like right now they could have a pretty high draft pick. And with Russell Wilson out for an extended period of time, they could even have two pretty high draft picks. So there could be some real opportunity to really rebuild that offensive line in Joe Douglas's image completely. I wouldn't rule out a first-round pick on a guard, even if it would be the second year in a row. Could also be a second-round pick. I'm not sure yet. I haven't really taken a look at the free agent list, but I'm sure if there's somebody there worth pursuing, they will as well. You know Joe Douglas really puts a premium on the offensive line, so I'm sure they're going to do everything they can to fix that.
Yeah, they absolutely are. I'm going to go staying on topic, but reach a little bit to. I've saw people earlier in the season talking about Joe Douglas can't evaluate the offensive line because all these offensive linemen are his guys. And while, yes, technically he brought them all in, they're not all created the same. Like Becton and Elijah Barrett Tucker, 100%. Joe Douglas guys, ride or die with them. I'll even give you Connor McGovern that. He even gave him enough of a contract. But Fant and Van Roten were both like band-aids. They were just, okay, I can't solve this now. Let's get what we can now. he didn't invest long term in them. That it wasn't ever looking at like, okay, they're going to be the future of this thing here. No, that was a short term fix. And especially Van Roten, it hasn't fixed anything. He's aware of this. The right guard is definitely going to change next year. It would change this year if they had any possible way of improving on it. He would swap him out right now if they had somebody better. And they're going to bring in other guys still. They're still going to try to look for guys throughout this season. They're not going to find anyone better than him at this point, but they're going to try. But in the offseason, they are absolutely going to attack it. I don't know what the free agent class looks like. Again, free agency offensive line it gets dicey. So yeah, you could absolutely see them going back to it that well in the draft again, especially with having two first round picks looking like they're both going to probably be pretty high. You could see them go early with them. But again, they could go with the second or third. It doesn't necessarily have to be a first round pick, but I certainly would not be surprised at all if they used a first round pick on that. But then again, they could also use a first round pick on a right tackle as well. So that whole right side of the line could still be improved. The guard is obviously the much more pressing need, but I promise you, you're aware of it. We're both aware of it. And Joe Douglas is well aware of this, and he is going to make sure, like, that's going to be a mission of his this offseason. It's going to be one of the biggest missions.
Along those lines, Damian Shaw asks, I know it's early to think about this, but should the Jets, with their two first-round draft picks, use them both on offensive line? I mean, I wouldn't be against it if they did, but I think you kind of have to feel out the draft board and see who's in those spots. It's a little too early in the process to figure that out. I would imagine that if there's a really awesome guard and a really awesome tackle in those spots, Douglas would certainly pull the trigger. But they've obviously got other needs. They really could use another cornerback. They could use a pass rusher. Certainly off-ball linebacker is a concern. They could use more weapons on offense. So it really could go in any direction. But if there is a really good guard and a really good tackle or a really good center available in those two spots, sure, I see no reason why it couldn't happen.
Yeah, and before I get into this, I just said right tackle, right guard, but you can throw center in there as well, because they could definitely improve that as well. Last year I was making jokes about spend all the draft picks on offensive line, and I was only a little bit kidding, and I will be doing the same thing this year. I will be making those same jokes. I will go right back to that well. There's certain jokes that I'm going to go back to that well every single time, just like every single time there's a rookie quarterback in there. And that first day of minicamp, I'm going to make a joke about them giving the Hall of Fame handoffs. Every single time we got a rookie quarterback, I'm going to make that joke. And until the Jets actually build an offensive line like that resembles what they were in 2009, 2010, when they made those AFC championship runs, until that day comes, I'm going to make jokes about spending every single draft pick on the offensive line. But yeah, well, I'll have to wait and see how the board falls, where they're picking, who's available. If they get two really, highly thought of and, offensive lineman, then yeah, I'm not going to criticize it. If they get one really good one and then one super reach, then I'll end up criticizing that. And obviously you still probably sitting there dreaming about getting somebody like Thibodeau from Oregon, bolster that pass rush even more, pair him with Carl Lawson and John Franklin Myers and Quinnen Williams. So there's definitely other options that I won't criticize them for as well, but you're never going to get me criticizing or going against the idea of going for more offensive line.
Can you Stingley? Stingley's another option if they pick high enough, yeah. By the way. And that, of course, was my terrible rendition of Sting Me by the Black Crowes. Next question comes in from Ben. He says, what's the Jets' view on Ashton Davis and Sherrod Neesman for next year? Do they let them play out the season and then see where the chips fall, or do one of them have an inside track to start next season? Nah, I think they're just going to let them play and see where the chips fall. I don't think either one of them is locked into anything. If they're going to get a starting job here at any point, they're going to have to earn it. They may start by default now, but for next year, it'll be a different story. So yeah, I think they'll get plenty of opportunities now because of all the injuries, and then we'll see how both of them produce the rest of the season.
Yeah, there's nothing locked in or cemented about that position on this team right now. And it's mostly injury related, but the way this is played out is absolutely no. But yeah, neither of them have anything locked up. We need to see more from both of them. There's a long way to go before I can say anything either way about them. I can't even like try to handicap their chances of starting next season with a job locked up. We got to wait and see how this season plays out, because I don't have enough to grade. They're incompletes right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Michael Christopher. He says, do you think the Jets made a huge mistake by not considering Staley as a more prominent head coaching candidate and not giving him a second interview? Who would you rather have, Staley, Rule, or Salah, and why? Also, what did the Bills do for Allen that you would like the Jets to do in year two for Wilson? In order to turn this franchise around, Wilson has to hit. So what moves would you like to see them make this offseason to help that goal? So let's start with Staley. Yeah, obviously, I think the Jets should have given him much stronger consideration. I said it at the time. He was my number one choice. I had Staley number one, and then I had Salah and Eberflus right in there at number two, number three. I would have been happy with any of the three, so I'm perfectly fine with Salah. But everybody knows I love Staley. That was my guy, and I absolutely would have hired him in a second. He's obviously doing a great job with the Chargers, but to be fair, he's got much better personnel than the Jets do. Going to be a much longer process for the Jets than it's going to be for the Chargers, and it certainly is a huge boon to him that he's got Justin Herbert. As far as who I'd rather have, Staley, Rule, or Salah, probably Staley at this point. As much as I do like Matt Rule, I just really, really love Brandon Staley. I think he's such a savant, such a prodigy. Reminds me a lot of a defensive version of Sean McVay. So I would absolutely love to have him here. As far as what the Bills did for Allen that I would like to see Zach Wilson do, One thing that Allen did, and it really was for himself, was before his third season when he really broke out last year, he spent tireless hours working with his teammates privately, hiring the best private coaches, and just nonstop eating, breathing, and sleeping, trying to fix his flaws, especially his fundamental issues. And I think that kind of drive is something that you just can't teach. Now, we've heard over and over again from people that know Wilson, people that covered Wilson, so on and so forth, that he has that kind of drive. So I think that's key to being able to turn this around and for him to continue developing. I would like to see them bring in a real quarterback coach that Wilson can confer with, whoever that ends up being. We've talked about Knapp several times. I do think that his unfortunate passing did not help Zach Wilson at all. In fact, I think it hurt him quite a bit in terms of the development process. So that's one thing I'd certainly like to see them do. But I do think that a lot of this is going to have to come from inside Zach Wilson as well.
Start with the Josh Allen thing. I wish I had an answer for you. If I knew what it was that they did that fixed Josh Allen, again, like before, I wouldn't be able to use that information to win lottery, but I'd be camping out some NFL offices talking about I got the secret recipe to fix your quarterback. I'd be going all around trying to do this. I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Chris, I don't know that I would say that it was Dable who was the one that fixed him, but I will say that if I was Dable, I'd be telling people that I did and using that to sell myself this offseason for a head coaching job. So along the lines of what you just said, yes, absolutely. Put that as your key selling point and try to make some money off of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it was Dable. I don't know if it was part Dable, part Ken Dorsey. I don't know, but they did it. If I knew what the answer was, then I'd be trying to sell that, I'd be going peddling this at colleges. I'd be doing all these tours trying to get that. But, they have to try to do some research into it, try to see if they can figure it out. Again, though, Josh Allen was such a different case and different, things that needed to be fixed, that I don't know you can really do the same thing here, especially because the one thing that really needs to be like fixed is those short throws and then locking on Corey Davis. But the locking in on Corey Davis, that's a typical rookie thing. The yips thing is something completely different that needs to get worked out. If I had the answer there, but they need to try to replicate it however they can. Come up with their own concoction, their own recipe to do it. Go for it. I'm not ready to say that the Jets made a huge mistake going after not hiring Staley.
Chris, I should clarify what I said. I'm not saying it's a huge mistake that they didn't hire Staley, but I do think that it's certainly a mistake that he didn't end up with a second interview. That was really where I was at. I think that he should have been higher up on the list than he ended up being, and I think that's what Michael was asking with his question.
All right, yeah, that's actually fair, because I was just looking at the question here to make sure I didn't forget it with the second two-parter. And yeah, I just read that first part thinking, okay. To bring him in for a second interview, that's fair, because I was like, don't think you can make it a huge mistake, because for the hire, I guess at the time, like, most people were saying, yeah, it might be a little early with Staley. So that's a little bit of revisionist history, but I still am a believer in Saleh. I still think it was a really good hire. But if you ask me to pick between the three of them, I'm taking Staley right now. And there's really one simple reason. Because also, I do want to point out something that you brought up. Like, not only does he have Justin Herbert, but Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, they've finally revamped that offensive line, Austin Eckler, and that defense is outstanding as well. And now this is the first time I made a joke the other day that I think Derwin James probably matched his career total in games played this season already, because he kept getting hurt in like preseason and week one, and he's still healthy. That's something. The Chargers are always the most banged up team in the league, and they've had good injury luck this year. But he came to a team that was stacked with talent and ready to go. If Brandon Staley was the coach here, he's not receiving praise from all around the league right now. And he'd be doing just as well of a job, just as smart, but everyone's not just, like, heaping praise on him because the Jets don't have nearly as much talent as they do, and Herbert is way more ready than Zach Wilson is right now. Herbert is absolutely incredible. But the reason why I would take Staley is because of this going forward on fourth down, on fourth and two on your own 25. Like, he's like, nah, I got Justin Herbert. This offense is that good. We're going for it. Give me that coach every single day. Give me that coach. Scare money don't make money. He is not scared. He has a good way outlook on this. And, yeah, give me that coach every day of the week.
Now to close out the show, we'll get our picks for the week from our friend Walter Cherepinski over at walterfootball.com. Walter, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Can't talk about the Jets this week because they're on bye, but we'll begin with another AFC East game. The Patriots are +3.5 at home against Dallas. I like New England here. I think there's good line value. So the spread for this game before last week's games was Dallas -1, and now it's -3.5. So it's moved 2.5 points across the key number of 3. I don't think that's justified based on what happened last week. Dallas beat up on the Giants, but the Giants lost Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, and Kenny Golladay all in the first half. The Patriots were flat against Houston after their big game against Tampa. I think they're going to play harder this week. 2 weeks ago, they almost beat the Buccaneers at home. They were a missed field goal away from doing so. So I think they should be able to handle Dallas here. The Cowboys have some injuries. Trayvon Diggs may not play in this game. So the Cowboys aren't fully healthy, and I think the Patriots could get them here with better coaching. So the other games I like are the Chiefs -7 against the Redskins. I think the Chiefs really blow out Washington here. I love betting elite quarterbacks off a loss, especially off embarrassing losses like the Chiefs had against the Bills on Sunday night. I think they're going to bring their A game. They can't afford to fall to 2-4. Meanwhile, the Redskins are going to be down 2 offensive linemen. They're going to be missing Logan Thomas, Curtis Samuel, and maybe even Terry McLaurin. So I have to wonder how they're going to keep up with Kansas City. I just don't see it. So that's a big favorite. Going to go with a big underdog here with Houston +10 against the Colts. The Colts played very well Monday night. They almost won that game. Just have to wonder how they're going to rebound from that mentally. I just don't see them bringing their A game against Houston. They're going to be down 2 offensive linemen. And when you're talking about a big favorite, I think things have to go perfectly. And for them to be down 2 blockers, I think that could create a backdoor opportunity for Houston if they need it. The Texans finally showed signs of life last week. They almost beat New England. I think they should stay competitive against the Colts. I think the Colts should win by about 7, so Houston will cover the 10. I also like Green Bay -6 against Chicago. I think Green Bay last week, they were kind of sleepwalking against Cincinnati after a big win against Pittsburgh at home. I think Green Bay is going to be focused for this game because they know if they lose to Chicago, Chicago's going to be in first place. So I see Aaron Rodgers bringing his A game. The Bears have some injuries. Allen Robinson, Khalil Mack, and Akeem Hicks barely practiced during the week. So I think Green Bay has a big advantage here, especially with 2 of their offensive linemen coming back from injury this week. Finally, I like Seattle +5 against Pittsburgh on Sunday night. So some Jet fans might be wondering why I'm betting on Geno Smith, but this is more of a fade of the Steelers. I don't think the Steelers deserve to be favored by 5, even against Geno Smith. You look at what they've done this year. So they beat Denver last week, but it was a great first half for them. They didn't do much in the second half. The week before that, they got blown out at Green Bay. The week before that, they got blown out at home against Cincinnati. The week before that, they got they lost by 9 to the Raiders, and we know the Raiders aren't as good as we once thought. So I don't think Pittsburgh deserves to be favored by 5. They're so offensively challenged, so like getting to 17 even is tough for them. And Seattle, despite not having Russell Wilson, they still have some great weapons, some fine players on defense. I think they can hang around even with Geno Smith at quarterback. So those are the WalterFootball.com Week 6 picks. Back to you, Scott.
Thanks, Walter. Make sure you check out everything they're doing at WalterFootball.com. A lot of draft content, plenty of gambling and fantasy. It's all there right now, and it's constantly being updated. WalterFootball.com. And check out everything that we're doing over at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Lots of film breakdowns. There are going to be plenty of them after the game from Luke Grant. Kayla Pace has her commentaries, Pace's playbook, so make sure that you check those out. And if you haven't given us a five-star review on iTunes for the podcast yet, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.